Gaudete in Domino semper, iterum dico, gaudete. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. This is the cause of our joy, that the Son of God becomes the Son of Mary through her consent. She who is a mediatrix of all graces and the co-redemptrix of mankind. And we read another beautiful words in the liturgy today, in the Proverbs. Qui sedes Domine super cherubim, excita potentiam tuam et venis. Thou, O Lord, that sittest upon the cherubim, stir up thy might and come. I mean, do we realize, do we think, do we meditate on the fact that the birth of Christ is a fact that he who sits in the heavens with the Father and the Holy Spirit comes down. He rains down justice from heaven. He who is God, the second person of the Trinity, comes down in order to save us, to teach us, to grant us the many graces through which we shall eventually, by his will and by our cooperation, it takes two, enter the kingdom of heaven. What a wonderful gift this is. How can we not rejoice? We do not rejoice at decorations. We do not rejoice at presents, which are useless and mostly end up in the garbage in a week. We do not rejoice at the nonsense that fills our hearts in this world, from which we need to strip ourselves and from which we need to rid ourselves. We must rejoice in the Lord. And of course, at Christmas time and Advent, and most especially on this Gaudete Sunday, we rejoice in Christ who comes to us. What a wonderful gift. Christ comes to us. How can you even imagine it? That the eternal Son of God becomes the Son of Mary and becomes a little babe in the cave in Bethlehem to give us life, to give us love, to give us the knowledge which will allow us to enter the kingdom of heaven. Can we even possibly imagine that? We take that into our hearts? The offertory proper says to us further, Lord, thou hast blessed thy land. Of course, he blesses the land of Israel. But this blessing does not stay there. It goes forth to the whole world. Thou hast turned away the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. And of course, this is something very important. Not all of his people have yet converted. Not all of his people have yet asked forgiveness or turned to him, to he who is their life and their salvation. And so it's very important in these days of total confusion and nonsense and total madness that we pray for the conversion of Israel. The prophecies attest that when he is to come back in the second coming, at the end of the world, Israel will be converted. All the Jews will be Catholics. And what are you doing about it? And how are you praying about it? And what are these idiots that are going around shooting Jews? That is not the way of Christ. That is not the way of his Holy Church. The way of his Holy Church is to pray for the conversion of Israel. And of course, in the meantime, we have this other demonic manifestation of Islam, the infidel, the impious, who hate God, who hate the church, who hate us, who hate Israel. The church is a new Israel. The church is a new Jerusalem. It's a new people of God. You are the new people of God. Are you living up to it? It's very important as we prepare to celebrate that night, that wondrous night, in which the eternal Son of God comes down and is born as light comes through glass without any breakage of the perpetual and holy virginity, that we receive Him properly. And you may not see it, but I see it. I've asked several people, and they don't see it. So obviously, I know I'm not insane, but right there by the angel, by the nativity scene, I see the face of God the Father, who looks with pleasant complacency upon the scene of the birth of His Son from the womb of the ever-Virgin Immaculate Mary. I see it, even if you don't. And above it, I see the Holy Spirit hovering as a dove, flying above the angel and looking with complacency upon the second person of the same Trinity. How can we not rejoice? How can we not rejoice again in the Lord? And St. Paul also says, and it's from the epistle of today, the epistle to the Philippians, "Let thy modesty be known to all." In other words, humility, not pride. We do not deserve this gift from God. We have done nothing to attain it. We have done nothing to receive it. It is a total, complete, freely given gift of God. The incarnation of His Son in the womb of Mary. How can this be, since I know not man? The Holy Spirit will hover above thee, and the one to be born shall be called holy. Only God is holy. The Son of God. And then He tells her, He is Emmanuel. God is with us. And to St. Joseph, you shall call Him Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah of mankind. We must rejoice in humility. And let nothing else be important. Be not solicitous about anything. Do not worry about anything. But be rejoicing in the presence of the Lord our God. How wonderful it is. And He comes to us. He comes to us in the stillness of the night, in the darkness of the night, except for His light and the light of the angels who sang all around the wonderful cave of Bethlehem, the wonderful crib, the manger where the cattle ate. Now the manger produces the food of life, the bread of life, who will feed us all till the end of time. Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. How can we not rejoice? Be happy. Be not solicitous. Whatever else worries you, put it aside. Cast it aside. Rejoice in the birth of the Messiah, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, who is now, by His will and the will of Mary, the mediatrix of all graces, the Son of Man. In nomine Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.